You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Bonus. Something extra that is good. B-O-N-U-S. Bonus.
The snow is snowing and the wind it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love.
What's up, everyone? Welcome into another bonus episode of Two Peas. You know what you're doing because you clicked on it, you downloaded it, you streamed it, you did whatever you did, and I appreciate you doing that. Another bonus episode. So we got a special one here. It might be a short one because I've only got one guest on with me, and it's kind of a niche subject. With that being said, I had a ton of fun researching this topic. Let me introduce my guest, and then we'll tell you kind of together what we're doing. Say hello to Amanda. You've heard her voice on this show before. She's from Amanda's Picture Show, A Go-Go. She's got a couple other things going on, too. I know the Mafia Minute, right, Amanda? Hey, you just kind of launched. I'll let you talk a little bit about that at the end of the show today. But Amanda's back, guys. You came on with me, Amanda. What'd you do? You did TV Mothers, and you did 90s soundtracks, right?
Yeah, 90s soundtracks.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So Amanda's a little bit of a veteran for us because, you know, we've got a few guests that have been on 3-4 times, and you're one of them now. You're in the three timers club.
Yes. Two more and I get a jacket, right?
That's right. Yeah. I don't know if I should do like a thing for a five timers club. I'm wondering if anybody's been on five times yet. Maybe you could get there first. I don't know. That'd be exciting. Maybe I'll do that. That's a good idea, actually. So, Amanda, what are we doing today? Tell everyone, in your words, kind of what this list is today. Top five, of course, but what is it?
Yeah, top five, the way you kind of pitched it to me was like unheard, like underappreciated, underrated, I don't know, under everything, Christmas songs.
Exactly. So we're in the season, right? It's the day, we're actually recording this the day before Thanksgiving. It won't come out till mid-December, but either way, in my opinion, Thanksgiving Day is kind of when the quote Christmas holiday season starts. What about you?
I totally agree. Yeah. I feel like, to me, Christmas season begins when Santa Claus comes along for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm like, it's the opening of Christmas now.
There you go. We are decorating my tree this evening. We're doing that tonight. We typically do it on the weekend after Thanksgiving, but I'm working all weekend. So I didn't want my son to miss that. I didn't want to miss that, obviously. So we're doing that tonight. We're recording this episode. So it's the top five underheard Christmas songs. So Amanda put it very beautifully. They're songs that may or may not have been written for Christmas. They have a Christmas vibe. They mention Christmas. They're Christmas themed, but for whatever reason, they don't show up during the holiday season on radio or popular playlists and things like that. Is that kind of how you?
Yeah, I think I have a couple that you sometimes hear, but when I hear them, it's not on your typical Christmas radio station.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the one that like started playing Christmas songs 2 weeks ago. Like,
yeah, exactly. November 1st or whatever. My wife said she heard Christmas music in JCPenney like back in September. And I was like, are you serious?
Oh my God. Like, get through Halloween at least.
Yeah, pre-Halloween's a little much for me. I'm a Halloween guy, so I don't want to take any of the focus off of Halloween. But Christmas is right up there for me too. It's the holiday season. It's obviously feel good time of year, and music's a big part of that, right? So look, Amanda, I'm gonna tell you, I mean, I know you know me pretty well, but I went pretty dark on my list. I gotta be honest. My songs are a little, I don't know, my songs are, I have a bit of a theme that I didn't do on purpose. I have several honorable mentions as well that we'll talk about at the end, but I'm gonna let you go first if you're ready. So Amanda, if you want to give us your number five underheard Christmas song.
Yeah, my number five is I Wish It Was Christmas Today by Julian Casablancas.
I don't care what the neighbors say.
Remind me where that's from. That sounds so familiar.
It is originally from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they're doing the Jimmy Fallon and Chris Kattan and them are doing the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Horatio Sands and they all and Tracy Morgan, and they all come out and they're like awkwardly dancing while they play on like a little Casio keyboard and everything.
Right. That's what I remember. But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the original version.
No, the original version is the SNL version, actually. Okay. I was doing some research last night, and it really, like, it came from Julian, or it came from SNL, and then, like, I was reading this whole AV article, and it was talking about, like, well, now that SNL novelty song has officially become a legit, like, annual Christmas thing, because they've performed it on SNL a ton of times. But then Julian Casablancas, who you people might know better as the lead singer of The Strokes.
I knew that part. I knew the song title when you said it, and what I was thinking of was the SNL performance.
And I really like him as an artist. But if you listen to it, like, it's just, it takes, like, that joy of the SNL and then combines it with, like, I don't know, to me, the sort of, like, alternative rock and, like, whimsy that, like, Julian Casablancas has. My husband and I are big fans of his. So, yeah, I listened to it several times last night because I just really enjoy that one.
I'm excited to hear that version. I will openly admit that at least if I've ever heard it, I don't remember hearing it. But I definitely know the SNL skit, and or if you want to call it skit, but the little fun Christmas jam they did there with those guys. Yeah, that's a lot of fun, man. I like when SNL does the recaps of, you know, they do it for Halloween too, but where they have like an hour special of all the best clips around Christmas, you know? And that's always on there.
I watch those every year. I'm a huge, huge SNL fan.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of the same genre of rock and roll, to be honest with you, with my number five. Okay. So my list is pretty dark. If you dig into the lyrics of three out of five of my songs are pretty melancholy. Okay. But let me give you my number five, and then I'll talk a little bit about why I feel like I'm kind of drawn to this at Christmas time. But my number five is a song called Don't Shoot Me Santa by The Killers.
Oh, Santa, I've been waiting on you. That's funny, kid, because I've been coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of it or heard it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I listened to it last night while researching.
Oh, okay. Was that the first time you'd heard it?
Actually, it was the first time I'd heard it. And then I just ended up, because of this episode, I made my first ever Spotify playlist.
Oh, there you go.
Which,
by the way, I will do. I started doing, I don't know if you saw, but for our music episodes, I make a playlist of all the songs that me and my guests choose. Yeah, the thing with The Killers, first of all, I love The Killers. Always have. Went to see them in concert in the early to mid 2000s a couple of times. I saw them at Myrtle Beach at the House of Blues, and then I saw them when they came around to the Ritz in my hometown of Charlotte at the time. So I've always loved The Killers and their music. This one, I don't have the year on it, but it came out in, I want to say, 2007 or 8. And what I was going to say, and this is going to apply to at least a couple more on my list later too, the juxtaposition, right? So it's a very happy holiday time, and it's traditionally thought of as just a joyous time, right? And the song itself, if you don't read into the lyrics, sounds very happy and peppy and joyful.
Yeah.
But then when you dive into the lyrics, and if you were just reading them on a piece of paper with no music behind them, it's pretty dark. You know, Brandon Flowers is basically talking about how he's been teased as a young boy, and the innuendo in the song is that he ended up killing these kids that were teasing him, getting rid of them. He couldn't let them get off that easy, he says in the song. And he's pleading with Santa, don't shoot me, because he thinks Santa's going to do what he did to these kids that teased him. So it is a very kind of dark, kind of deep tune, but when you listen to the song, like if you put the song on, and I'm sure there'll be a clip on the episode, but when you listen to it, if you're not like paying attention to the lyrics, it's very fun and like joyful and has jingle bells in the background, and it's a very holiday tune, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I've always been drawn to that kind of juxtaposition of like Christmas time fun meets kind of dark, demented lyrics. I don't know. It's a really weird thing, but it's definitely an underheard Christmas tune, I think, for probably because of the subject matter. But that's my number five. Yes. Don't Shoot Me, Santa by The Killers is my number five.
I feel like I have correctly predicted a song that might be on your list higher
okay.
up.
Okay. All right.
So we'll see.
Let me know. Let me know. It's possible because, like I said, I get a little dark. Maybe my Halloween's just bleeding over. You know, I just never get over Halloween, I guess. All right. What's your number four, Amanda? What do you got?
So my number four is White Winter Hymnal by the Fleet Foxes.
I know the group. I don't know this song.
It's a great song. I'm trying to refrain from like singing it at you.
But you can do that. Is it like Christmas, like written for Christmas, or is it just attached to Christmas in your mind?
It's more like attached to Christmas. It's winter. Is it white winter is in the, but it's, you know, it's sort of about like animals in the snow and, you know, and it's,
You want to sing a piece, don't you? You want to sing a line? Yeah, I could tell you really want to. Put it on the episode so you don't have to. But.
Yeah, put it on the episode. I just think it's a beautiful song, and it's always reminded me of Christmas, and it just makes you kind of feel like that time of year, and it's all like I don't know. It makes me feel like you should be like curled up next to a fire,
yeah,
and have like a blanket over you and just like comfort. I don't know. That's like the feeling I get from it.
Right. Well, it's cool. Is it like a kind of a slow folksy jam, or is it like an upbeat kind of like, you know, jingle bells number?
It's definitely more like slow folksy.
Okay. Because I know the Fleet Foxes tend to lean that way, and I like them as a group. So
I have a feeling if you heard it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's that one.
Because, and that's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like it starts like I was following the pack, or I was following the pack. Like I'm trying again not to sing too much, but it never says White Winter Hymnal. Like that's not like, oh, here's the chorus part. Like that's not like a lyric at any point in time. But
right. It's just a title. Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah, that's just the title.
Well, I like Fleet Foxes. I'm looking forward to hearing that one if I haven't already. You know, maybe, like you said, maybe it'll jar my memory a little bit when I play it back. But that's good music. That's kind of fitting with your Julian Casablancas pick, too. They're kind of the same genre a little bit. But
yeah, I have a feeling this list will really let everybody know my taste in music. So.
And then me, too, with The Killers. So far, we're all kind of in the same genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most part. All right. So my number four is not in that genre. My number four, you know what? I was just talking about Halloween. And I don't know if you listened to our Halloween songs episode, but I actually picked a song from this soundtrack for the Halloween episode as well. And a lot of people will be like, why are you talking about it on your Christmas episode?
But I think I know what song it is.
you want to guess or just?
No. Do you?
Oh, okay. So it is. It's a song called "What's This" from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Is the movie I'm referring to, obviously composed and the original being sung by Danny Elfman. What's this? I mean, obviously, everyone that knows me personally knows that I love Halloween. And like I said, I really kind of celebrate that all year and cheat that way. But Nightmare Before Christmas is just so unique, right? I mean, first of all, you have the stop animation, Tim Burton's imagination. And it's literally one of, if not the only, I mean, very, very few movies that you can play at any point from October to New Year's, and it's okay. Like, it fits with whatever's happening in your life at the time. So for for 3 months out of the year, you can just watch this movie, and it makes sense. And, you know, there's a couple other ones on there too, like Making Christmas is one song that I like as well.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique.
But the reason I love What's This is because Jack Skellington is seeing Christmas for the first time. You know, he's in Christmas Town, so it's almost like, you know, a 4, 5, or 6-year-old kid that's really able to take it in for the first time and really able to kind of understand what's going on around them. And, you know, he talks about the snowflakes and the smell of cookies in the air and pies, and he talks about the mistletoe, and he doesn't understand why they're putting electric lights on trees, and you know, it's just like all this. Mm-hmm. The whole song is literally, you know, cliche Christmas kind of things that we think of, but it's Jack seeing them for the first time, and he's just so happy with what he's witnessing, and it's such a fun song, it's such a feel good song, and I feel like it's underheard at Christmas time because people traditionally think of this movie as a Halloween movie, and it just doesn't get, I don't know, I always put it on my Christmas playlist, but I never hear it on the radio. I never really hear anyone else playing it at Christmas time. And it's literally a song about experiencing Christmas for the first time. So that's why I love it. What's This from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
It's such a joyful song. I love that song. I mean, I love that movie. And I, like you said, people always think of it as Halloween. Mm-hmm. I tend to think of it kind of as both.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I feel like it, like you said, it's that perfect bridge. And, but I do think in general, you see a lot more merchandise and people talking about it around Halloween. Mm-hmm. But especially the What's This section, that is just full blown Christmas.
Exactly. And this fits with my, what I was talking about earlier too, with the darkness, because this is really like Halloween in the movie. I mean, this is really like Halloween infiltrating Christmas and taking it over, you know, which in theory seems like a dark thing to be happening. And here I am like, woo, yeah, let's do it, you know? So, it fits with kind of my mindset with this list, but, I don't know. I just don't hear it enough at Christmas time unless I'm the one playing it. And that's just weird to me. So, What's This from The Nightmare Before Christmas, my number four, which brings us around to your number three, Miss Amanda.
My number three is Santa's My Boyfriend from SNL.
Another SNL, eh?
Another SNL.
I've got a new man this holiday. Someone who won't let me down. A guy whose eyes always sparkle. A man who can show you the town. My boyfriend knows when I'm sleeping. He always treats me right. He knows if I've been bad or good. But when I'm naughty, he thinks it's nice. Santa's my boyfriend. Oh yes, Santa's the one that I love. I believe he's real because I can still feel the touch of his furry white glove. Ah, Santa's my boyfriend.
And who,
I know. Can
and
you
who
tell?
Did, and who did this on SNL?
This was Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph. Okay. And it's a cold open on SNL. And, you know, it starts off with a little dialogue where they're like, you know, talking about, oh my God, I just met this guy. Right. And oh my gosh, me too. And then they start singing and they do like a little slightly choreographed dance, like Santa's my boyfriend.
That's right. Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
Yes. I love this song. I performed it with two of my girlfriends last year at a late night Christmas show in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's hilarious, but it sounds like musically, it sounds like those old school, like Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the doo-wop, kind of the doo-wop era, the girl groups.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, it fits in with all of that. And but then it's, you know, it's SNL, so it's funny. And
right.
Three of the funniest women who have ever been on SNL perform it, and it's fantastic.
I was going to say, I mean, I love Maya Rudolph too, but Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I mean, if they do anything together, it's gold, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Sorry, it's not Tina Fey, it's Kristen Wiig.
Oh, I love her too. I love Kristen Wiig. Yeah. So it's Kristen Wiig, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I love that trio. I haven't seen that since it aired, to be honest with you. Did this ever get recorded, or was it just on the episode?
I think it's just on the episode. I know it's appeared in some of the SNL Christmas specials.
Yeah. Sure. Of course. Yeah.
Over the years. And. Sure. You can totally look it up on YouTube
and
play it on repeat like I do every year.
I will. Maybe like kind of like Julian Casablanca said, maybe somebody will pick this up and record it. You know,
I would not be surprised if somebody did. It's short, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. You could embellish it a little bit, make a couple minute song out of it, I'm sure. All right. Well, my number three is probably the least. This sounds horrible because I'm doing a Christmas list, but probably the least sad one on my list. However, ironically, it does talk about being alone at Christmas. But, you know, the saving grace is that she is getting her love back. So, you know, basically she's used to being alone on Christmas, but whoever or whatever it was that she loved has returned to her life and she's happy again on Christmas. But this is a fairly recent one too. It came out a few years ago and it was in conjunction with the TV Christmas special that she did where she basically performed a bunch of songs live and then they had a few skits and whatnot. I've always been a big fan of her. She has a great voice. The artist is Kelly Clarkson. The song is Underneath the Tree. Familiar with that one?
I am not, because I don't listen to pop music.
Yeah, I know. But I think we've talked about that in the past. This one is
But I know who she is, at least. I'm not like that far out of the loop.
That's good. You know, this one is and there'll be a little snippet on the episode, I'm sure, but this one is in the vein of, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, and you know, very like you said, very upbeat and poppy and fun and joyful. The lyrics are, like I said, a little bit like, you know, the chorus is like, you're here, it's the way it should be, you know, the snow is falling, you're underneath the tree, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a basic chorus that's really catchy. And then the verses leading up to that are about when he wasn't there, or he or she wasn't there, and you know, how she's kind of relishing in the fact that she's not alone anymore. But it's just really fun. And when this came out, my son was really young. He was maybe one year old when it came out, between 1 and 2 years old. And it kind of took on that meaning for me a little bit, like we had a new baby kind of underneath the tree, so to speak. And I don't know, I kind of think of him as a baby when I hear it too. But
yeah,
it may be because it's recent. I feel like it might grow legs over the course of the next few years and next decade or whatever. But it's still a fairly new track, but I just don't hear it enough. And the album that she did for Christmas was called Wrapped in Red. And the song that I'm referring to is Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson at my number three. So you got to go back. Now there's one that you have to listen to.
Yes, I'll have to check that one out.
You have to listen to pop music for 3 minutes. You have to listen to
That's all right. Kelly Clarkson, of all the, I don't know, pop songstresses, she doesn't bug me as much. I feel like she's more genuine.
And I'm gonna mention a couple of my honorable mentions, and you could scold me if you want. But you know me, though. You know I'm a Swiftie and all the whole thing, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every time one of those popped up when I was doing research, I was like, pass.
Gerald's gonna have it. I don't need to talk about it. Yeah. All right. Well, that's my number three, and that takes us over to your runner-up. You ready? What you got at number two?
Yes. So, number two, when you messaged me about this, this is the first song that came to my mind, and it is Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses.
Another one that I don't know that I'm familiar with. Maybe I am, but tell me about it.
So, it's, I mean, first of all, it starts off with the lyric, like, bah humbug, now that's too strong. Like... mm-hmm. And this is another one I think you would probably know because it's from the 80s. It's been around for a while.
Okay, all right.
And they're the same group that sings I Know What Boys Want.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's that same sort of style. And I do have to shout out, like, they're from Akron, Ohio, and I live in the Columbus area. So I was like, yeah, Ohioans.
Yeah.
Humbug, no, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy. Red am I, already mad rush, just cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath, Christmas by myself this year.
But I don't know, I've always loved this song. I feel like it's a little untraditional, even though, like, Christmas is in the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the chorus is like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, right. And, like, repeating that over. Like, it's like, I like Christmas, but I'm not sure about Christmas throughout the whole song.
I don't know that I really want to do it this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think as you get older, you feel that. I mean, I feel that. I mean, the holidays come around, and it becomes a burden at some point.
Yeah. So, but then by the end, they're like, oh, yeah, I couldn't miss it this year. Like, right, you know, it's right. Like they come around. But yeah, I just love that it goes from bah humbug at the beginning to the final lyric being couldn't miss this one this year. Like, there's like a whole journey through the song.
Well, that's awesome. I'm thinking that I will know these when I hear them. You know what I mean? But that's the second one that I'm kind of like, I don't know if I know it. But if it's from the 80s, there's a high probability that I'll recognize it.
Yeah, I think you will once you hear it.
I'm excited. You know, you've heard me say before because I know you listen to the show, but I love having guests on and getting these kind of ones that I either don't know or that I just completely forgot about. Because then when I hear them, it just makes me feel so happy. I love it. So. I would rather you list ones that I don't remember as opposed to a bunch of crossover. You know what I mean? So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah. And I double checked. This was originally released in 1981. So.
Oh, okay.
It's been around for a while. But again, it's one, like I mentioned early on, I don't hear this on typical radio stations. Like there's a locally run alternative station in Columbus that will play it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have always loved this song.
That's awesome. So I'm going to go back for my runner-up. I'm going to also go back to the 80s. You said 1981 for yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, mine was in 82, so there we go.
Nice.
So very, very close, so same era. But the immortal, just incomparable Dolly Parton. And the song that I'm going to choose is a song called Hard Candy Christmas. This has a movie connection as well. Are you familiar with this song?
I don't think I know this one.
All right.
So this, it might be one that if I hear it, I'll know it because my grandma was super into Dolly Parton.
Just immortal. Just an absolute icon in well, period, but definitely in country music. And I'm not a big country fan, and I will live and die by artists like Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash. Just kind of the old school era of country when everyone was an outlaw. And Dolly was just great, still is. Does a lot of great things in charity and so on. But this song, it's funny because this song is not a Christmas song. Christmas is in the title, Hard Candy Christmas. You're going to laugh. The movie that it's from is The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. There's a scene towards the end of the movie when this song plays, and the cast, which are several women that had been residing in a brothel, including Dolly, are leaving. They're, you know, moving on to a, quote, better life and getting out of that life.
Me, I'll be just fine, dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring you way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down.
And this is a song that they all kind of join in singing. And it's literally a song about reflecting on their life and the mistakes they've made and the regrets that they have. And it's Christmas time in the movie, which is where the title comes from and why it's kind of a bittersweet kind of message that they're singing about. It later showed up on Kenny Rogers' Christmas album because Kenny and Dolly were really tight back in the day, and they you know, collaborated a lot. And she decided to lend this song to his Christmas album where she just sang it, because originally it was the cast of Best Little Whorehouse. So she just released a version with her singing, which ended up becoming a single. And it was on his Christmas album in 1982, which was a collection of a lot of artists that he had worked with over the years. But you got to hear it. I mean, you'll hear a little bit today, but you've got to listen to this one. It is a very, it fits with my theme because it's a very, just, I don't know what, you know, like if you just sat down and just wrote down your top 10 things that you regret in your life, you know what I mean? And then wrote that over music, and then the chorus would be hopeful. The chorus would be about the future. But the rest of the song is about all the things that you kind of regret in your life and the mistakes that you've made. And that's what Hard Candy Christmas is about. And it's tough to not put it at number one because I love Dolly Parton. But my number one is a song that just, I don't know, blindsided me a few years ago, and I love it. It's just great. But Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly is my number two, and I'm gonna make you send me a report on that tune after you listen to it, Amanda.
Okay. I have a feeling both of us might be sending messages in the next couple days, like, oh
yeah,
that
I agree.
Song.
I agree. I agree. Especially me. All right, well, we're getting there. We're running through it here. So we are up to our number ones. Amanda, you get to go first. What is your number one, what we're calling underheard, underappreciated Christmas song?
My number one is Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues featuring Christy McCall.
Okay.
And are you familiar with this one?
I want to say I am, but I don't want to lie to you. I think I know it.
This is another one. I think if you hear it, you'll be like, oh, it's that one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because this is another one, came out in the 80s, 1987. And it's another one that, like, you do hear around Christmas occasionally. And again, the same local alternative station always plays this. And I remember, I don't know, hearing it one of the first times I heard it, like, in, like, middle school or something. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I love this song so much. Like, it's definitely rock and roll, and it's gritty, and they're singing back and forth to each other. Like, you're a bum, you're a punk, you're an old slut on junk. Like, you know, wow. That's not the kind of thing you typically hear in a Christmas song. But I just love this song. I feel like it kind of, to me, embodies that, like, rock and roll Christmas feeling.
Awesome. So it's an upbeat number, though.
It starts out more of like a lament, and then by the end it like comes in and it feels very like kind of Irish punk rock sound to it.
Oh,
sleep. You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, maybe I know it, maybe I don't. I'm excited to revisit it nonetheless, but...
Yeah, the chorus, I think, like, if you recognize it, like, it's like, the boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Like,
Sounds familiar.
The one time it mentions Christmas in it, but, like...
Right, but you associate it with Christmas time.
Oh, I totally associate it with Christmas time. Yeah. And I have a CD that it doesn't have the Pogues version. It has a version by KT Tunstall, and that's a good version of it too.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Well, good pick there. Good list. I'm going to let you wrap it up here in a second. Let me give my number one though. So
yes.
my number one, you know, I had Dolly at number one for a few days and I just changed it last night. I don't know. I just was listening back to these kind of like you said earlier and this one is another one that is a very dark, kind of sad theme, but the music behind the song is so peppy and joyful. So it's a very, it's that same juxtaposition that I've mentioned a couple times on my list where if you're not paying attention to what they're saying, it's very like, yeah, you know, happy and Christmassy.
Uh-huh.
But I love this group, much like the Killers. I love this group, and the group is the Fits and the Tantrums. The song was released as an EP in 2010, and the song is called Santa Stole My Lady. It is a very... Are you familiar with this?
I am not. I didn't come across this one.
I love this song. And that's actually... It's funny that you say that because that's actually why I put it on here, because that's just such a good number that I just... It frustrates me. I just never hear it. Like every Christmas since 2010, yeah. You know, when it was released, and I never hear it on the radio. Because I'm the kind of guy that after Thanksgiving, I literally will just listen to Christmas radio for a month. Like I just put it on in my car and, you know, my commute to work is a half hour one way. So I'm easily listening to an hour of Christmas music every day, at least. So, and I just never hear it. And, you know, I just love this song. It's so fun. It's in the same style and vein as, you know, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's that kind of vibe to it. But he's literally singing about how Santa came on Christmas Eve, was making out with his either girlfriend or wife, and how he's warning the rest of the guys in town to be careful because Santa's coming for their lady. And it's just a fun jam, man. It's the music's very Fits in the Tantrum-ish.
You know. I love them, so I'm looking forward to listening to this one.
Me too. It's a very jazzy kind of upbeat number, and you know, it's not the greatest subject matter because you feel bad for the guy that's the subject of the lyrics, but it's fun to listen to, and it just frustrates me every year that I feel like nobody's heard of it. I have this one friend of mine that's in a band that lives in Philly that a few years ago, we were doing a blog, and we did this thing where, at Christmas time, where once a week, we would suggest a song for folks to put on a Christmas playlist. And I suggested this one when it was my turn, and he had never heard of it. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, he'd seen him at concert, like, he's like an indie rock darling, like, he just loves all that shit. And he's like, I've never even heard this. And I'm just like, oh my God, dude, you know, this is my life, you know, so... It just frustrates me that, you know, people just haven't heard this song because it's such a fun jam and such a good song. But it's called Santa Stole My Lady. That's my number one.
Nice.
So you got something else to jam out to and then text me right away and be like, oh, yeah, this is amazing. You're right. All right. I tell you what, we're going to do some honorable mentions and then we will shout out a few people on Twitter. But before we do that, go ahead and give a recap of your top five, Amanda.
So my top five, number five was I Wish It Was Christmas Today by Julian Casablancas from SNL. Number four, White Winter Hymnal from Fleet Foxes. Number three, Santa's My Boyfriend from SNL. Number two, Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. And number one, Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues featuring Christine McCall.
Awesome. And let me wrap up my top five real quick. When I get done, tell me how many of mine you've heard. I think only one.
But okay.
My five were The Killers, Don't Shoot Me Santa, What's This from The Nightmare Before Christmas, Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree, Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas, and my number one was The Fits and the Tantrums with Santa Stole My Lady. How many of those have you heard that you know of?
I'd heard two of them. Right. The Killers and What's This?
Okay.
Yeah. Right, cool. And how many of mine did you know? Like,
well, was it that I know of? that I know the two from SNL. I think I'm pretty sure I know Christmas Wrapping, but I gotta jar my memory a little bit, but I'm pretty sure I know that one too. So yeah. Hey, you know what? We have 10, we didn't have any crossover, so we have 10 songs for an awesome Christmas playlist, and that was kind of what I wanted to do for people, and try to open up their minds a little bit to some of this stuff.
With that
being said, why don't you also give us a few of your honorable mentions, Amanda, that didn't get shouted out today? Do you have any over there?
Yeah, I definitely have some honorable mentions. The my top honorable mention that I went ahead and listed as number six, like, it was so hard for me to not put this song on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of surprised it wasn't on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Was Father Christmas by the Kinks.
I love it. It's on my honorable mentions. I love it.
And okay, because I feel like it's the flip of the Killers song, because mm-hmm. it's about the kids beating up Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no, that's another one that it's like, it's so happy to listen to. And then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, shit. Like,
exactly. Yeah, that was on my honorables, but that definitely fits with my motif. You're right.
Yeah. Some of my other honorable mentions, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which is a very traditional Christmas song.
Yeah, I like that one too, but I feel like I do hear that one frequently, but I do like that
one
a
lot. The version, I feel like you always hear the Boris Karloff version from the Christmas special from the 60s.
Right.
But the version that I think, like, they do a slightly different take on it, and it's just so interesting to hear this sort of dark song, but like with this whimsical version, is Sixpence None the Richer does a version of it.
Okay. I don't know that I've heard their version.
Basically any Christmas song that Sufjan Stevens does,
mm-hmm.
going into that indie rock.
Okay.
And then a couple like more old school, Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry.
Sure.
Everybody's Waiting for the Man in the Bag by K-Star.
I had that one on there, and then I was like, well, maybe I do hear that one occasionally. But I like that one, too, though. I put that on my honorables.
Yeah. And then my last honorable that I really feel like you don't hear is The Merriest by June Christie, which is, like, such an over-the-top, like, cheesy Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, again, like, kind of in that, I don't know. I have it on an album called, like, Christmas Cocktails. Like, it definitely, that, like, Dean Martin, like, there's a Dean Martin song on that album, too.
Yeah, and I think that's the one that I put on my honorable mentions. I've Got My Love to Keep You Warm. Is that the one? Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I have on that album.
Okay, cool. So, let me get the pop princesses out of the way first, because I know you might, you might be like, what the hell is wrong with you? But I put, obviously, I got to put Taylor Swift on my list. She had an amazing Christmas album that came out about 8 or 9 years ago before she turned full pop. It was still in her country, country time. So it's definitely got a country twang to it. But I selected an original tune of hers that she wrote called Christmases When You Were Mine. That's on here. I also love, although I didn't put it on here because you do hear it all the time, but she does a version of Last Christmas, which of course was Wham originally, that I like a whole lot.
I thought about Last Christmas because I feel like 10 or 15 years ago, you didn't hear it, but all of a sudden you hear it everywhere. And there's so many different versions of it.
Yeah, there's so many covers of it, yeah. Okay, so let's see. Oh, and then the other pop one that I have on here is a tune called Snow in California by Ariana Grande. I'm a fan of hers and her voice. I know you're probably not, but this is an original number about her, making a wish to Santa Claus to bring snow to California so her love interest can't leave. He's getting ready to leave town, so it's a fun jam. Okay. A couple that you might like because they're in the indie rock world, but a band called Phoenix did a song called Alone on Christmas Day. And I like that one. What's interesting about this song too is they did it for a Bill Murray Christmas special that he did he did a few years ago on like NBC or ABC, I'm not sure. But the song features Bill Murray, Jason Schwartzman, Buster Poindexter, and Paul Schaefer. And it's just, I don't know, it's just like literally them in a bar singing the song called Alone on Christmas Day. But I like that one. Thank God It's Christmas by Queen. I love the band Queen. And they had a tune on their Greatest Hits album called Thank God It's Christmas. And then the only other ones that I'll mention that are on my honorables is a song called 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders. And Christmas Is All Around by Billy Mack, which was made famous in Love Actually.
Yes,
it's a good tune also. Oh, and the theme to Christmas Vacation by Mavis Staples as well. The movie that plays in the opening credits of Christmas Vacation. You never hear that one for some reason unless you're watching the movie. So that's a good tune.
Yeah, that's true. When you mentioned Christmas Vacation, I was talking to my husband last night and I was like, hey, I'm doing this with Gerald tomorrow. Are there any songs that you like think I should think about? And he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, what about that one you like? Melikaliki Maka.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. That's a good one. Yeah.
And he was like, well, that's not underrated. And I was like, well, I never heard it until I dated you. And he was like, Amanda, everybody knew that song except for you because it's in Christmas Vacation. And I was like, well, I didn't see that movie till I dated you either. So
yeah, it's all you, bro. Yeah, that's a good one, though. I do love that song. It's Bing Crosby. And, you know, I didn't put any Bing Crosby because I feel like he is Mr. Christmas when it comes to music. Him and Andy Williams, yeah. You know. All right, so I'll tell you what, we're going to open up the suggestion box, Amanda. You know we do this. In fact, you're usually on the flip side of this, giving us some great suggestions over there. But let's get a little commentary on these. Now, my fear is there's going to be a bunch that we've never heard of, but that's the point of the list.
Yeah.
So I wanted to shout out a few of them. One of these I have heard of, and I'm going to start with our friend Dan from Netflix and Swill. He was just recently on. We did our top five pro wrestlers. He's a good friend of the show. He listed I Won't Be Home for Christmas by Blink-182. You into the punk rock kind of, well, you listed the Ramones over there, so you probably have an appreciation for that, I guess.
Yeah, I know the Blink-182 song. I think, I don't know, 15 years ago, I would have been like, hell yes.
Yeah. But
after I saw Blink-182 in concert, I really soured to them, so.
Oh, nice. And then we got a couple more on Twitter I'll mention. Nicole Davis, Your Word Whiz over on Twitter, said she's very fond of the Sweet Hanukkah Blessings by Bare Naked Ladies. And then she said Cool Yule by Louis Armstrong, Christmas in My Heart by Ray Charles, Kieron Beta Prime by Jonathan Colton, which I'm not familiar with that last one. I'm familiar with the first two, but she's got some classics on there. Louis Armstrong's great.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
love Louis Armstrong.
Actually, now that I heard that name, I had Louis Armstrong on my honorables. What did I have? I had, Is That You, Santa Claus? You know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that one.
It's interesting that she mentioned Jonathan Colton because he does like more like joke, like comedy songs. And I don't know that one. So
I don't either.
Is she the one on Twitter who linked a lot of like the YouTube?
No, that was Dan.
Songs?
That was Dan.
Oh, that was Dan. Okay.
Yeah, that was Dan. Yeah. And I actually watched a couple of those. Let's see. Carrie from Blazing Caribou, the network that we're in. So, of course, I got to mention her. I don't want her to kick me out of the network. She said Nutmeg by John Legend and Stephen Colbert, which is an interesting duo. And I haven't heard that one. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
Stephen Colbert getting in with John Legend. That's if anything, that sparks my interest. That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And then, guys, make sure you join up over on our Facebook fan page. That's where we try to interact with our fans the most. But I will end with a couple over there. Justin Winters from So I Married a Movie Geek. He said, Christmas Is All Around is underrated. And I agree with him. I didn't even know what it was when he put up his little gif. I was like, is that Michael Bolton? And then I clicked on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, Christmas Is All Around.
When he put that up, I was like, yes, it's the only one I know and I love this song. But then I knew he'd mentioned it and I was like, I don't want to steal Justin's thunder.
Right. Yeah, I ended up on my honorables. It would probably be like 8 or 9 on my list, but that definitely is a feel-good tune. It reminds me of that movie too, which is just great. And then Jennifer Hogan over on Facebook, I will end with her comments. A couple that I also don't know. She says, Snoopy versus the Red Baron. Which I'm assuming is from Charlie Brown, but I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, I know that song. I've just never thought of it as a Christmas song.
There you go. Dominic the Donkey, which I also don't know. And then one that I do know that I've always loved, the David Bowie and Bing Crosby version of The Little Drummer Boy, which...
Yeah, that's fantastic. But I grew up like hearing that all the time. So that's the, like, part of why I didn't include it on my list. But it's a fantastic song.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I mean, I hear The Little Drummer Boy all the time, but I personally don't hear that version enough, in my opinion. But it's... I mean, come on, David Bowie. It's one of my top five artists of all time, probably. So.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's it. So did you have fun? We did good, Amanda. I think we...
Oh, yeah, totally.
We got into the Christmas spirit here a little bit early, but I'm excited. I enjoyed doing this with you, and thank you so much for being here. Amanda's
Thanks
great,
for
you
having
guys.
Me.
Of course. I'm going to let her tell you where you can find her. Amanda, what do you want to point them to over there?
Yeah, so my main podcast is Amanda's Picture Show, A Go-Go. On Twitter, it's at Amanda's Pick Show, which I'm probably on the most when it comes to social media. And then you mentioned I just launched a new podcast called The Mafia Minute. My co-host and I are breaking down mafia movies minute by minute on that one. Amanda's Picture Show, A Go-Go, is more like we cover a movie each episode. So if you want to find all of the podcasting stuff that I do, you can hit up my website, which is amandaagogo.com.
Awesome. And you know I love you. And like I said, you're in the Three Timers Club. There's a couple people in that club. I don't think anybody... I'm going to do a little research. I don't think there's a Five Timers Club yet. So I don't know. You might be in the running for that. We'll see.
All right.
I would love it if that was the case, because I love having you on. Look, guys, you can find all of our information in the show notes as well. Make sure you follow us all over the place and come back for more fun top fives in the future. But that wraps up this bonus episode for our top five underheard Christmas songs. And for Amanda, this is Gerald signing off. Happy holidays to everybody out there. We hope you enjoyed these underappreciated Christmas tunes this holiday season. Thanks, Amanda. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.